Jesus' ongoing presence with the disciples will be borne by the coming Spirit, who will guide them and communicate to them Jesus' will and glory. The Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own, but will speak of whatever he hears, and will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. Throughout today's service, you may notice that it's Trinity Sunday. You'll see throughout the songs and prayers that we continue to point to the three persons of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We celebrate the Trinity today, but to be honest, the Trinity is one of the most confusing things to understand, let alone preach. As you may know, before going to seminary, I was a teacher at a Catholic preschool. I remember around Christmas time reading this story to my 3 and 4-year-old students about the birth of Jesus. After any story we read, we would talk about it. I would ask questions, sometimes wondering their favorite parts, or recapping what the story was about. I remember asking the kids, "Who is Jesus' mom?" The kids excitedly responded in near unison, "Mary." They were good little Catholics, after all. Then I asked my next question. Who is Jesus' dad? The responses had the same excitement as the previous answer, but not the same unison. Half the kids said God, and half the kids said Joseph. Then they looked at each other with the anger that a preschooler gets when someone understands something differently than they do, and worse, thinks they're right about it. I quickly realized I had stumbled myself and my class into an unintended theological debate, and with 3-year-olds, this doesn't end well. I tried to move on with a simple answer of yes, and then we probably sang Jesus loves me. Now, this theological wondering is not one to do with the Trinity, but it helps to reveal how complicated, seemingly simple understandings about God can be when you get into them. And a year after this theological preschool mishap, I was in seminary, sitting in a class called Systematic Theology, and found myself wanting to respond to the deep and difficult theological wrestlings in the same way I'd ended my Jesus Dad debate. Yes, can we sing Jesus Loves Me? Unfortunately, that's not an acceptable answer to the assignments of this course. So instead, I entered the theological wrestling ring and found myself usually asking questions or answering questions that by the end of it, I felt like my brain had done a backflip and I probably contradicted myself throughout the whole statement. Yet somehow, this class of theological mental gymnastics taught me more about the living and loving God than a systematic one. To be honest, I still can't explain or understand the Trinity that well beyond that it's three persons of God revealed to be one God. But today's gospel reading gives me some comfort with that. This passage comes from the middle of Jesus' farewell discourse in John. He is spending his last evening with the disciples. He has washed their feet and given them the new command to love one another as he has loved them. Jesus is preparing the disciples for what he knows is to come and how they are to carry on without him. Today's passage starts, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Jesus knows his people well enough to know that the weight of the words are not something they can handle or what they need to hear right now. But he wants them to know that his teachings tonight and that the time they've had leading up to this point are not the be-all end-all. He has more to say. There is more to share, but now is not the time. But in continuing this final message of comfort and guidance, he lets them know that the Spirit will come. The Spirit will guide you into all the truth. They are not alone to be the hands and feet and mouths of the gospel message. They are not left alone. For the Spirit will be with them, and that Spirit comes from the Father and the Son. If certainty, or figuring it out, or articulating theology without error was the most important thing, Jesus would have said that. Instead, Jesus spent his last night with his closest people, assuring them of what mattered and how to carry on. He let them know that he loves them, and that they should love one another just as he has loved them. He comforts them with his peace, saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Jesus makes clear that it also won't be easy. He warns them of the difficult work ahead. There may be persecutions and hatred to face, just as he has. But again, he leaves them knowing they are not alone. The Spirit that is with him is also with them. And that Spirit will continue to lead them in truth. None of this is about certainty. It's all about a life of faith. A faith which is relational, just as God's self is relational. That three persons living together to be one God. Living into faith that God invites us to is not about getting it all right. It's also not about being alone in the mystery. Just as with my class of preschoolers and my class in seminary, this invitation stirs us into digging and living deeper into the mystery of who God is and what God is up to in the world. And whether someone is individually wrestling with something, an understanding about God, or whether they are talking to a person with which they disagree, I think the most faithful perspective a Christian can give is to leave room for the fact that they might be wrong and that might be okay. To remember that the things Jesus left us with being most important is to love one another as he has loved us, and that the Spirit will guide us. And that us is not just me, because Jesus was talking to all his disciples together. Our faith and our understanding of God is a lifelong mystery that we journey through with the Spirit's guidance. And just as Jesus left his disciples, there is always more to say. Take comfort in knowing that the God who created, redeemed, and sustained you continues to be with us in the mystery of learning, living, and being transformed. To live into the faith of following this relational God who created us in God's image, put on skin to walk among us in the body of Jesus, and continues to be with us daily in the Spirit. And in the moments that mystery seems all too great to venture into, you can start by reminding yourself even of the simple faith truths too, like, yes, Jesus loves me. Amen.